KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at high school track and field last night. Glenwood hosting its girls' Ram relays last evening, and they were winners on their own meet, winning 135 points. Bishop Heelan Catholic with 87.5 was second. Abe Lincoln with 79.5 third. Lewis Central fourth. Sioux City East was fifth. Atlantic placed sixth. They had 67 points last night. Among the winners, in the 800-meter run, Violet Lapke of Logan Magnolia captured a championship for her team. Also for Atlantic, Taylor McCready picked up a win in the 3,000-meter run. Harlan's Chloe Hansen was a winner in the 400-meter hurdles in that event last night. Also last night at high school track at the Lady Charger Invitational hosted by ACGC, it was Panorama winning with 153 points, narrowly edging ACGC, who placed second with 152 points. PCM was third, Nottoway Valley fourth, and West Central Valley was fifth. Among some of the area winners in that meet last night, Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley took the 400-meter dash title. Devin Kemble of Panorama won the 800 meters. Morgan Jonk of Panorama, the 100 hurdles champ. Kate Crawford of ACGC took the 1,500 meters. 3,000 meters went to Emma Swanson of ACGC, while Panorama's Lydia Knapp won the discus event. Morgan Jonk of Panorama took the high jump title. Cassidy Bramer of Panorama won the long jump. Maddie McDermott of ACGC was the shot put champion in that meet last night. Panorama also had a win in the 4x800 meters and the sprint medley relay. ACGC's 1,600-meter distance medley relay team took the title last night. At Tri-Center, the girls' track invitational there saw Denison win with 105 points. Underwood with 96 was second. AHSTW third. Trainer fourth. Carroll was fifth. Among some of the area winners in events last night, Ryan Porch of AHSTW grabbed the 800-meter title. Heidi Hall of AHSTW was the 1,500-meter champ. 3,000 meters went to Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center. Jocelyn Amos of Griswold was the winner in the long jump event last night. Also, Tri-Center won the 4x800-meter relay in their own meet last evening. Mustang relays at Shenandoah last night saw Shenandoah pick up the team championship with 212 points. They won 10 events in all. Red Oak won 6 events and captured second place with 134 points. Bedford had 3 event champs, 91 points for third place. Sydney and Riverside round out the top 5 in that meet last night. Also at the Council Bluffs Boys Track and Field Invitational, St. Albert was the team champion, winning with 113 points. Lewis Central with 87 points was second. Glenwood placed third with 83. Atlantic had 77 points and placed fourth, just ahead of Harlan and Trainer, who each had 54 points. Locally, AHSTW had a couple of wins from Gage Clay as he won the 100 and 200-meter events last night. Atlantic also had a couple of wins last night. Chase Mullinix, the champ in the 400 meters, while Jackson Eden took the title in the 1,600 meters. Nick Foss of Harlan won the long jump also last night. Underwood had the 1,600 medley relay title. For trainer Jack Tarks also had a 6-foot-6-inch clearing at the high jump to win that event last night, and that qualified him also for the Drake Relays coming up later this month. Jerry Jorgensen took the 3,200-meter win for trainer last night. In high school golf last evening, or yesterday, it was Atlantic Boys Golf Team finishing second at the Lewis Central Invitational held at Fox Run Golf Course in Council Bluffs. Atlantic carded a 316 total. That was 10 shots back of the winner, Glenwood, who had 306. Ben Reno had another strong round after winning the Mustang Invitational Tuesday. Reno shot a 75 at Fox Run, and that took runner-up medalist honors. Also for the Trojans, Matt Gearhart was fifth with a 76. Kyle Reno shot 79 for seventh place. For the team scores, it was Glenwood, Atlantic, then Lewis Central with a 338, Creston with a 370, and Brownell Talbot of Nebraska finished fifth at 374 in that meet yesterday. Also in boys golf, Clarinda defeated Griswold 200 to 219. It was IKM Manning over Logan Magnolia 182 to 187. Missouri Valley topping Underwood 178 to 186. Trainer beat Audubon 181 to 194. In girls golf last night, it was IKM Manning defeating Logan Magnolia 230 to 270. Underwood beat Missouri Valley 221 to 224. Audubon over Trainer 217 for Audubon. No full team score for Trainer. In high school tennis last night, in boys' action, it was Atlantic defeating Kemper Catholic 7-2. Shenandoah beat Abe Lincoln 5-4. Glenwood 9-0 over Clarinda. St. Albert 8-1 over Thomas Jefferson. Harlan beat Audubon 8-1. In girls' tennis, Kemper Catholic over Atlantic 9-0. Shenandoah 9-0 sweep over Abraham Lincoln. Glenwood beat Clarinda 8-1. Harlan 6-3 over Audubon last evening. In high school soccer last night, in girls' action, it was Trainer beating Abraham Lincoln in overtime 1-0. Nottoway Valley West Central Valley ACGC beat Knoxville 5-0. It was Missouri Valley 5-1 over Logan Magnolia. Denison beat Creston 7-1. Glenwood over Harlan 6-0. Omaha Mercy beat Lewis Central 1-0. In boys soccer last night, AHSTW a 2-0 winner over Tri-Center. Riverside beat Logan Magnolia 2-1. It was Trainer over Nottoway Valley 17-0. Harlan over Glenwood 4-0. And Denison 1-0 over Creston in boys soccer last night. Jose Martinez drove in 6 runs and belted one of the Cardinals' 4 home runs in a 13-4 thrashing of the Reds last night. Paul DeJong hit a solo shot to break a 4-all tie in the 6th inning. Before St. Louis dropped Cincinnati to 2-10, the Reds' worst 12-game start since 1955. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Pittsburgh over Chicago 6-1, Colorado 5-1 over Washington, San Francisco 7-0 over San Diego. Shohei Ohtani delivered a bases-loaded triple while the Angels scored 5 times in the 7th inning in their 5th straight win, 7-1 at Kansas City last night. Ian Kinsler homered on his first swing in his return to the Angels lineup. And Nick Tropiano pitched shutout ball into the 7th for his first Major League win since 2016. Los Angeles is 11-3 after its 8th win in 9 games. In other AL action, Cleveland beat Detroit 9-3, Boston over the Yankees 6-3, Minnesota beat the White Sox 4-0. It's another weekend of monitoring the weather for Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller and the Hawkeyes as they visit Nebraska for a 3-game Big Ten series. The teams opened with a doubleheader this afternoon, and they hope to get a 3rd game played at some point.
You know, we have a rule in the Big Ten where it has to be 28 degrees real feel via AccuWeather. And if you look at the AccuWeather forecast right now, it's going to really struggle to get to 28 at any point in time on Saturday and Sunday. So we do the best we can, get the 2 games in Friday, and then hopefully we'll catch an hour where it hits 28, we can start the game and play.
Iowa's 5-3 in Big Ten play, and Heller says the Hawkeyes expect to face a desperate Nebraska team. The defending regular season champs are 2-6 in the league race. Well, long considered a weakness of the Iowa offense, the receiving corps is expected to make major gains next season. Receivers coach Kelton Copeland says that added speed should help create more big plays.
It's night and day when you compare, put on the film from last year, 2017 spring, to 2018 spring. It's night and day as far as the group speed, individual speed, and obviously, you know, there's a couple things that you can't coach. I don't care, you know, how good of a coach you think you are. You know, speed and size are 2 things that you can't coach. So if you have speed as a group, then that makes you just that much better.
Copeland says the improvement has been obvious during spring drills. He says sophomore Brandon Smith has made big strides this spring. The 6'3", 220-pound Smith played sparingly last season as a true freshman.
The key for me and the key for him is to take the fundamentals that we're teaching on a day-to-day basis through drills, you know, through teamwork, through drill work, and all those types of things, take those fundamentals, pair them with his God-given abilities, and now you have something special.
Amir Smith-Marset caught 18 passes last season as a freshman, and Copeland says the experience he gained was a plus. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell is not ready to appoint a new offensive coordinator as the Cyclones get set to close out their spring drills. Campbell has been directing the offense since Tom Manning resigned to join the staff with the Indianapolis Colts.
We'll keep going how we're going right now, and you know, we'll just keep, you know, seeing what transpires. All those coaches on you know, all our coaching staff's doing a great job, and like I said, it's been such a team effort that I don't know if there'll be a definitive, hey, this is what we're doing, is as of right now. You know, all the issues that happen offensively, both, you know, positively and negatively, kind of roll through me right now until we kind of settle things out some more.
The Cyclones close out their spring with a scrimmage on Saturday, and Campbell says so far they've not wasted even one practice.
The one thing I really like about our football team is they like football, and they like to get better. And I know that sounds, you know, that sounds very bland, but the reality of it is in this sport, this time of year, when there's not fans in the stands, when people aren't out here, that's really hard to wake up every day and compete.
Iowa State's defense made a huge jump last season during an 8-5 campaign, and Campbell feels the Cyclones have helped develop an identity on that side of the ball. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.